There's been something about our love. There's been something about our love that's an everlasting love. Well, I'm in love with her. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know. She says she all the time, you know. She just says so. A love that will never die. She's in love with me and I feel fine. The greatest feeling of my time. All the world looks so much brighter. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. Well, every time I see this girl. To love me once again, then I'll hold your hand and touch you, and you'll be happy inside. You'll be such a feeling that you're alone. You'll get high, oh yeah, you'll get high, oh yeah, get high. Cause things don't have to be this way. Anytime you see someday, that I was always there, but it was you. It was you who was unfair. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but I'm not to blame for loving you. Now you've been told before that it's not fair to tease, you know that you come on so bold, it's not fair to tease. Now you've been told before, now that you come on to me, you gotta hold, oh, oh you gotta hold on me, you're ready for a squeeze. I'm so glad that she's my little girl, and she's so glad that she's telling all the world. Honey, can't you see that I'm not the fighting kind? Cause I'm too much in love with you. I got other things on my mind. I'd rather be spending my time making love to you. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week, every day, girl. Cause you're always on my mind. And one thing I can say, I love you all the time. Now stop your fussing and fighting. You might as well confess that you're in love with me. Oh yeah. I waited for your call. I remember that time. Oh yeah. He got a ticket to ride though. She got a ticket to ride. She got a ticket to ride, and she don't care. But when the lights are out, I know you're gonna be riding so high, oh yeah. Cause I have the power right by my side, oh yeah. But you got the ticket to ride, girl. Who are you thinking of? What are you thinking of? What are you thinking of? Let's keep our love rolling and going. It's been up and down and all around. So for sure, been alive, changed my mind. Now open up the door. Help me if you can, I've been feeling down. Oh yeah, I do appreciate you being around. Just an extra kiss I miss. Some of you right back on the ground. Now won't you please help me? Oh yeah, a love that's for real. I can't change my mind. Oh yeah, changing so many ways. I say, can't you listen, listen, listen to me? I say, can't you listen? Can't you listen, listen, listen to me? We can work it out.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. My name's Irwin. Stay tuned for Bucci versus Andy on 7 Second Delay.
But you need my loving, and I can't.
Tonight, a very special episode of 7 Second Delay, because I am joined not only by Andy Breckman, host of 7 Second Delay, but also by WFMU's newest star, Bucci.
So when it's just you and me, it's not special.
No.
That's what you're saying.
Not as special as when Bucci is here, because there's a buzz around Bucci.
Fine. What is there around me?
A complacency.
There's a buzz around you, but it's from the flies. Fine. There's a buzz around Bucci. Fine.
Bucci, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Ken. How you doing? Hi, Andy.
Thanks for bringing your buzz with you.
No problem. I'm glad I could buzz around your head any day.
I actually think that there's a lot that you two could learn from one another.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shut up. Now, Bucci has a... Bucci, you have...
What should I learn? From
you've been on. There's nothing I could.
Well,
teach
Andy
you.
Is kind of.
I can't even put a call on the air. Andy's, What could I teach this kid?
Zingers.
Yeah, right.
The art of the zinger.
Bucci, you've been on.
My zingers are terrible. I would love a zinger.
Bucci, a little birdie told me that you've had a show on this station for a couple of years.
Yes. That's true.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So it's been confirmed.
Yep.
Ken, you of course knew that.
I knew that. Yeah. I actually gave him the show.
Right, Tuesday night, yeah. And but starting this week?
He's moving to Fridays.
That's right. I'm very excited. Drive time, obviously. Friday night, everyone feeling great. The former Shut Up Weirdo slot, the coveted Shut Up Weirdo slot.
Yep. TGIF. And then Ken,
yeah, I guess it is.
Ken called your move a promotion.
Yeah,
What did Bucci do to earn this promotion?
I guess
promotion?
We'll find out.
I've been here, just to remind you, Ken, before you answer.
Yeah.
32 years.
Right.
Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
32 years.
Oh, is this Wednesday? Is today the 32nd anniversary?
No, I don't know if it's the anniversary.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Okay.
That's so nice.
I've been stuck Wednesday. Bucci, how many years were you on Tuesday night?
I guess 2 years.
Okay. Ken?
Yeah.
Tell me, what is this kid doing that you're not getting from me?
Well, he has adages.
Hold on.
Write that down.
I'm going to look that up the minute we're off the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a big part of his success, I think.
Yeah.
He comes up with a fresh concept every week.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Well, then it's a no-brainer.
Nice to the callers.
Oh, yeah.
You're not writing anything down.
I am. Adages, fresh. Oh, I got it all. Fresh all right. Ideas.
Oh, he did write down adages. Oh, but
I
you
did.
Misspelled it.
No, of course I misspelled it.
That. That's
it's kind of my trademark. My fans expect that. Oh, fine. Wednesday, 32 years.
Yeah. He's got a bank of regular callers. Very impressive. They'll call him week after week, whereas I think you drive.
You
scare
callers.
People. Well, but Andy kind
of... You have a bank of regular callers. I have a bank full of cash, and that's what I have going for me here.
Oh, God.
That's why I'm here. Just don't deny it, Ken. If you couldn't milk me dry, like an old cow every March, I wouldn't be here.
No, like a young cow.
Oh, shut up.
An old cow. An old cow's old dry to begin with.
I'm genuinely getting kind of bitter here. My feelings are genuinely hurt.
Well, Andy, would you ever want to do a Friday night show?
No. I don't want to. No, that's my weekend.
Right.
You can't get away on Friday night.
No. Well, I guess I apparently don't have a life, so I have nothing to do on Friday.
Well, I don't know. I don't have anything either, but I like to at least pretend. I go through the motions.
Well, the other thing about, like, if Andy were to be forced to come here on a Friday night.
That would be bad.
Oh, my God. The traffic is terrible on Friday nights.
Oh, my God.
It would take him 2 hours to get here and 2 hours to drive home again.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mention that because we're going to have sort of a contest, Bucci and I, tonight, and we've agreed that the loser will come into the station during the other guy's show.
Right, next week. Yeah.
I would come in on Friday, and Bucci would come in next week. And if I win, Bucci would come in next week and just be my intern, just kind of cater to me and fluff my pillow and make sure I'm comfortable.
If you get sweaty, maybe dabbing your bra.
That would be fantastic. Any attention at all while I'm here would be sort of a novel experience.
Compliments.
Yeah, compliments. Oh my God, I'd probably start weeping openly. And then, God forbid, I'm really dreading this. I'm not kidding. If Bucci wins, I would come in not this Friday. It would be a week from Friday.
A week from Friday. Yep.
And whatever you need from me, son, whatever I could do for you during that hour.
Well, that's almost as intimidating as, I don't know what I would do with you on your show.
Well, I wouldn't be on mic. I would just be there to help.
Andy could engineer for you.
Maybe.
True. You could take calls. Would you like to be the
You'd have to give me a little tutorial. Screener. I've only been here 32 years. Yeah. I don't know how to put a call on the air, but... Yeah. But I could give you a foot massage while you're working, whatever.
Would like that. Usually I have to massage my own feet during the show.
That's why I'm here. I'd be happy to do it. But I really, I'm really going to try not to play that scenario out and try to beat you at this little game we have going.
So the way this is going to work is the listeners are going to have to help us. We have a sealed box of trivia questions.
It's a real celebrity rivalry, isn't it, Ken?
It is. It's very much like Billie Eilish versus Taylor Swift.
And whose team are you on in that?
Team Billie, absolutely.
Are you?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, she has two Oscars. She's a very she blows Taylor Swift out of the water in many ways.
Wait. What Oscars has she won for?
Two songs, I believe.
What song? Wait, did she write that James Bond thing?
James Bond.
No.
Yeah.
She won the James Bond.
And also the Barbie song.
Wait.
Maybe the Barbie song.
Oh, no. Yeah. She has nothing going then.
I'm opening the
She's like 21 years old. Trivia. She's got two Oscars in her belt.
That's no excuse for writing a bad James Bond song. Youth. Inexperience. I don't accept that excuse.
What song was it?
I was
it?
Young.
Oh my God, I was young. I didn't know what a melody was. It was the worst. It was the longest 3.5 minutes of my adult life.
What's your favorite James Bond song?
Goldfinger. Shirley Bassey.
I like the Paul McCartney one, "Live and Let Die."
Yeah, that's great too.
I like Thunderball. Tom Jones.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Can I correct my answer?
Okay.
Please? Yeah. Look, I'm asking permission. This is just crazy. My world makes no sense.
Man, I love this show.
No, I think if I could correct it, it's Carly Simon. Nobody does it better.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Because my fantasy is that at my funeral, my wife, Beth, will stand up and sing Nobody Does It Better.
To your, to the body.
Directly to the body.
To your corpse.
Directly to my corpse. It's almost worth dying.
Maybe everyone else will join in, too. That would be nice.
Unbelievable. I mean, there'll only be four people there, but that would be unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, I have opened up the trivia.
Okay, these cards, this is a deck of trivia questions.
Oh, my God.
They were sealed. I did not... wouldn't it be horrible if I bought two boxes last night? Open one. Crammed all night.
Yeah. just frantically looked at all.
Just to show up Bucci on my show.
Okay, and we need some callers at 201-209-9368 because the idea is that Bucci is going to be the first round, and he's going to tell me the first line, second line, or third line.
Okay.
So we do need to get...
He'll be up and back. Yes, if you call, you can... Wait, no, we're not explaining the premise.
Right, explain. I want people to call 201-209-9368.
Is that a new number?
No. Another thing that Bucci does that you don't do is he gives out the number.
In fact, you don't change the number for him every week like you do for me.
I don't change the number. In fact,
201-209-9368, you're telling me I've seen that number before.
Did you know that Bucci actually has his own announcer?
He does?
Who gives out the number as well? Yeah, like a professional radio announcer.
Well, that, I can't do it myself.
Maybe. It's kind of like Kung Fu. Maybe the student has become the teacher.
The child is the father.
Okay, wait. But we have to explain the premise because you can't take these calls until we explain.
Well, I don't want to lose a call, so Bucci.
Oh, shut up. You're not going to lose
one, two, or three.
No. Wait a minute. I have to explain this. You can call 201-209-9368. You're not going to lose a call. Where are they going? Where are our listeners going? What else do they have to do? All right. And we're inviting people that are either on Team Bucci or on Team Andy to call, but don't identify yourself. Or you're going to be on the air with either me or Bucci, and you're going to help if you're on Team Andy. I'm going to need your help. And if you're on Team Andy and you're on the air with Bucci, you're going to pretend to help him, but really you'll be sabotaging him. You'll be like a fifth columnist.
Mm. Can I ask a question?
Yes, Bucci, you had your hand up?
Yes.
Yes?
What if I or you know the answer to the question?
Well, then the call is superfluous.
Right.
I don't think you'll know the answer to any of those questions.
Yeah, I don't think so. I know four things.
Bucci, choose your
line. I only know calculus.
Do you know calculus?
And advanced calculus.
Wow.
Man, he's good. Yeah. This kid is good.
I don't know calculus.
No, I don't even know what calculus is.
Bucci, choose one, two, or three.
Let's go with two.
Okay, caller two is on the air. Now, caller two, you're going to be helping Bucci answer his trivia question. But do me a favor. If you love me, and I think you do, pretend to help Bucci. Pretend to Google the answer even, but give him the wrong answer.
Okay, line two, what's your name?
Hey, Zachary here.
Zachary loves me. Zachary, you love me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you, Andy.
Okay.
Bucci, I like you.
Don't love me, Zachary.
Okay,
I don't want you to love me.
But, Zachary, right now you're working with Bucci, although I'm hoping that you undermine him. You feed him misinformation. You play with his head.
Well,
misinformation.
I'm hoping that Zachary is really going to help Bucci because that will inconvenience Andy.
I really don't want to come in on a Friday.
All right,
a lot of elements at play here, a lot of different angles.
Here's the question.
Okay.
Bucci and Zachary.
No, wait, is there a clock on this? Is there some kind of time limit?
We should have some sort of time.
Yeah, just what do you say, a minute, two
oh,
minutes?
Oh, no, dear God, 20
minutes?
Seconds. 20, yeah, 15
no.
minutes. 20 seconds.
No, I'm going to say a minute.
Okay, you're going to say a minute.
I'm the referee.
I'm
going to
say
here.
20 seconds.
No, I'm the referee.
A minute?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Enough time to Google it.
Enough time to Google it and then lie about it, Zachary.
Yes.
Zachary, you Google.
Okay.
Bucci cannot Google, but Zachary, I need you to pretend to help him.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's fake news. It's that like that fake news you've been reading about, Zachary.
Oh, yeah.
This is for Bucci, for a point for Bucci.
Okay.
In the 1986 film Top Gun.
Oh, my God.
Good.
What was the name of the actor who played Tom Iceman Kazansky?
Zachary, pretend to Google it.
I may know the answer to this question.
Pretend to Google it.
It's that Tony guy.
Yeah, Tony, that's right. Yes, Tony. Yes.
I don't believe there's a Tony in the movie.
I think you're right. It's Tony, but we need a last name.
The one actor, Tony Edwards, right?
Tony Edwards.
So are we looking for the actor or the...
Yeah, the actor.
Actor. Okay.
Yep, the actor.
Yeah, who played Iceman or something, right?
Do you mean
well
Anthony
done.
Edwards from ER?
He
Is
played
that you
Tom
mean?
Iceman Kazansky.
Perfect. Zachary, you did great. Thank you, because you really sounded convincing. You sounded like you knew the answer. Okay.
All right, you ready for my answer?
Yes.
Well, I don't trust Zachary as far as I could throw him, so I would say that I'm not going to go with Tony Edwards.
Tony Edwards.
I'm going to go with, is it Val Kilmer?
Yes! 1 point for Bucci.
VK.
Good
That's
going.
Right, it was. Yeah, no, it was.
Good going, Bucci.
Thank you very much, Ken.
All right.
Did it, Bucci.
Thank
Watch
you, Zachary.
Watch out these movie ones, Andy. Bucci likes some movies.
Damn it.
I got
Damn it, I'm mad.
Is that your restless leg we're hearing, Andy?
Yeah, no, it's my angry leg. The restless leg sounds like this. Listen.
Okay.
And then this is anger.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Ken, I want to introduce you. Meet my angry leg. Okay.
As Ken, you want to hear my happy leg?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Damn it. Damn it.
That's
he does sound
great.
Happy.
All right, we need
Val Kilmer.
We need one more call so that...
No, it's okay. I can take two calls. I don't care.
Okay.
Okay, now whoever calls, I hope really genuinely is on my team and genuinely can help me. And I'm going to need every second of that minute you offered to Bucci.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a minute.
Oh, God in heaven. God help me.
Andy, what the heck is that?
Oh, that's your. Oh, that's some kind of alarm.
Oops,
on your...
sorry about that.
Yeah.
God, an air raid.
Yeah, that's some alarm. Ken leads such an exciting life that his phone ringer has to sound like the end of the world, like the apocalypse. Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Andy, you have to choose one or
two.
Yeah,
just line one.
Okay.
Oh, man, I hope they're on my team. Hi, who's this?
It's Bob Barth. I'm here to help Bucci.
No.
Oh,
now I'm stuck
Barth.
With him.
Thank you so much.
Oh, now I'm stuck with this guy.
Hey.
All right, Bob, you're on the phone with Bucci's nemesis.
Oh, fantastic. That's exactly who I was calling to help him with.
Right. Okay, but Bob, I'm going to ask you to Google something in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Bob, you don't know me very well, but I have a lot of very positive qualities as well, don't I, Ken?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Two or three positive
qualities. My wife voted for Obama.
Uh-huh.
That's something.
There's that, plus Andy has a swimming pool.
I do. I have a swimming pool. Yeah. I mean, you're not invited over, Bob, but...
Wait, why?
Bob, you can Google, what do you call that Google thing, the Google satellite maps thing? You can see it if you want to see it.
Oh, that's true. It is on Google Maps.
Yeah, you can see it on Google Maps.
Yeah, and the address in Maps.
No, we're not giving addresses. Okay. All right,
Do
go ahead.
Do call it the house that Monk built?
It genuinely is a house that Monk built. I tell my kids and my grandkids, whenever you see Tony Shalhoub, you give him a big hug.
Just go to Madison, New Jersey on Google and look for a house that has both a swimming pool and a masturbatorium. And that will be Andy's house. Yeah. All right. Yep. Ready? Here is the question, and I'm going to start the timer. Okay, I guess you like the alarm, huh?
Bob, I need some help. I'm not kidding. I need you to look into your heart.
Here we go.
Help me, son.
How many ribs...
Fudge.
How many ribs...
Fudge.
Do human
beings... Oh, shut up.
Do human beings have? How many ribs?
Oh, human beings.
Yeah. How many ribs does a human being have? Typical human being.
Okay, so not FMU DJs.
No. Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Bob?
Yes?
Help me. Look, Google real quick, number of ribs.
Number of ribs. Now, this is a barbecue?
Oh, God.
No, ribs in your rib cage.
Oh, God.
Ribs inside your
body.
Wait,
I've seen skeletons. I've seen enough zombie movies.
Not on the grill.
Hold on. Wait, 8 and 8 is 16? I've got to...
How many barbecue ribs do humans have? That's a good question.
All right, Bob, tell me, this guy's no help. This guy's not here to help me.
Why?
Okay, Bob, give me a number. This is driving me nuts.
23.
No, it's not an odd number. Oh, God. Oh, God. All right.
Adam? Didn't they take one from Adam?
Yeah, that's what
that's a good point. He would have had
it. It would be an odd.
Yeah, he would have. Adam would have had an
We
odd
got
number.
Bob on his way home from church group. Okay, the answer I'm going to say is 16.
The answer is 24.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it?
I was going to say it's like 6 or something like that. 24.
24.
By one.
Good job, Bob.
Wait, I misplayed.
You came
terribly.
As close as you can get without getting it right.
Bob knew the right answer. He gave me the wrong answer by one. I should have.
Yeah.
I should have read that.
You should have known
I should have
that.
Discerned that.
Wow.
Oh,
thanks for playing, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Wait, I need someone to call that is going to do that to Bucci. 201-209-9368.
Bucci's up. Bucci's up, and the score is 1-0. Bucci's in the lead.
All right, let's just take that call. There's one call.
There's one call. We need a couple more calls. So
I don't
Bucci,
think we do. We'll take it.
Bucci can randomly choose a number.
Well, we don't know who's calling. I'll take that. I'll accept
that
call.
Well, no, Bucci's up now.
All right, Bucci, just say one or two. It's A or
B. Is it one? Are there two callers?
Yeah, there's two calls. But if you wait a second, there will be a third
caller. Yeah, this isn't your show, Bucci. We don't have tons and tons of calls every minute.
Right.
That's true.
I'm going to go with two.
Perfect answer. Okay, two. Here we go.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, it's Greg from Central Valley.
Hey, Greg, you're
Wait,
on the
Greg,
air.
Greg, here's all I know about Greg. Don't know much about him. I know two things. He lives in Central Valley, correct, Greg?
Yep, correct.
And he loves me. He's been a fan of my show and wants to see me succeed.
I want to see you succeed, but not quite for that reason. I can only tolerate you for one day a week.
That's it. That's it. You don't want me near a mic on Friday. Perfect. I'll accept that. Thank you.
That's true.
Greg.
If Andy loses here, then he will appear on Bucci's show a week from
Friday.
Well,
if Bucci turns my mic on, it'll be up to Bucci. All right. So, Greg, you're going to try to sabotage Bucci, make it sound convincing, play with his head.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's another Top Gun question.
No, I think we've exhausted those.
Okay. I'm going to ask the question and then start the 60-second timer. Mm-hmm. Bucci, for another point, what is the name of the Italian fashion designer who was shot dead outside his home in Miami in 1997?
Oh, boy.
I think it was something Bozgang. Phil Bozgang? Larry Bozgang? Bozgang. I think it was Bozgang.
That's really ringing a bell.
I'm pretty sure it's Bozgang. Just say Bozgang.
Who is the caller named Greg? Is that who it was? Greg, is that?
Yeah, Greg from Central Valley.
Greg, do you have any ideas?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was Bozgang, wasn't it, Greg?
Close. I'm thinking that it was a guy by the name of Valente. Valente, what's that?
Sounds like
that,
a made-up word.
The design on the bags that women carry around?
Valente bags.
Women carry all sorts of bags around, Craig.
Yeah, okay. But you know, the handbags, not the garbage bags.
Y'all right. Oh, yeah. I didn't know you meant garbage bags. Okay, so your answer is Valente?
What's your answer?
I'm going to say Versace.
Yes! Yes, Bucci has done it again.
It really is an exciting time.
Thank you, Greg Bucci. From Central Valley.
What a time not to be Bucci.
Yeah.
Bucci. All right, Andy. Bucci. I suggest
Bucci has a little cheering section over there, right about in his own chair.
Yeah.
All right, the phone number is 201-209-9368. Andy,
I really need some help. I'm in a hole here. Oh, this is bad.
Andy's up, Andy, you have two calls to choose from.
Hey, you thinking about doing your show a week from Friday in Madison, New Jersey?
Three and four.
I don't think so. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, Andy, you need women. I think you need women to help you.
Women haven't been a help to me since I was. I can remember.
Andy, you have three calls to choose
from. Hey, maybe my wife will call. Oh, she would. She wants me out of the house on Friday. All right, I'll take
You have four calls to choose
from. Yeah, I'll take caller number four.
Hi, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Sam the Appraiser.
Hello, Sam.
Sam, finally. Sam, you know what I call you, my nickname? You're the Cavalry. You're here to save me. You're coming over the hill on your white steed. It's beautiful. You're the most beautiful sight ever. Sam, you're going to have to Google and help me. Ken's going to ask a trivia question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Sam, I really need your help. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, Sam and Andy.
Yeah.
For a point for Andy.
Yeah.
How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand?
Well, the Simpsons famously have four.
Right, four fingers.
For the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam.
You're a movie fan.
Sam,
right?
Just Google. Sam, just Google. Mickey Mouse, I'm a big fan. He's probably the greatest black movie star that ever lived. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse is African American.
Well, I always assumed.
You always assumed that. Yeah. I guess he could be.
He's a black star.
Do thumbs count?
Do thumbs count?
Yes, thumbs count.
Okay.
Yeah. Sam, are you Googling this? Just Google a picture of him.
I don't think you should use the word Google as a verb. I think that would be very offensive to Mark Hurst.
Right. I think you should say do an online search.
Why? I don't even that's a controversial thing now?
Yes.
To do that when I'm on the
phone? I don't have time to discuss this with you guys.
I'm going to have to put you on speaker and look on.
Oh, he's not helping.
Internet.
He's stalling. He's dragging his feet. All right, I'm going to say.
Sounds like he's on TV.
All right, I'm ready with an answer. He's not helping.
Wait, hold on.
Three. The answer is three. Is the answer three?
No.
Yes. Four.
The answer is four.
That's what I said.
Wait, so Matt Groening sort of was inspired by... Oh.
I guess so, yeah.
Three-fingered Mickey sounds
a little scary. How could you have three? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, three fingers is like a monster thing, Andy. Only monsters
You wouldn't be able to pick anything up.
Yeah, monsters have three fingers.
You could pick some things up with three fingers.
If you're a monster.
Like what?
This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into. Okay,
and you should have waited until I told you the answer. I was about to tell you four, and then you just jumped on three.
I can't stand it. I am in such a hole.
Four.
Boy.
And
okay, this is just off the top of my head, and I'm sure there's a longer list. Scissors. You could pick up and use scissors with three fingers.
I can't imagine it.
Not safely.
No, not safely. You'd kill everyone else in the kitchen.
Right.
Okay, Bucci is up. Thank you, Sam the Appraiser, for playing.
Thanks, Sam.
God.
Bucci versus Breckman. The score is Bucci 2, Andy 0. And Bucci, you have three calls to choose from.
All right.
Oh, two. Now only two.
Let's go one.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Ignis.
Hello, Ignis. You are on Team Bucci.
Ignis, you're on Team Bucci. In quotes, you're really going to be sabotaging King Bucci. Team Bucci.
Oh, thanks,
King Bucci.
King Bucci.
Boy, I've really been promoted.
You're like the fifth. You're like the fifth column. You're behind the lines.
Right. Sixth man.
You're planting explosives on the bridges, behind the lines. You're the spy.
Okay, Bucci and Ignis for
Ignis.
1 point for Bucci. What does somebody with acrophobia fear? What is acrophobia the fear of?
Jeez.
Is it acrophobia?
Acrophobia.
It might be the fear of big words.
Yeah, right. No, I think that's a different word.
Uh-huh.
I think that, you know, acrophobia makes you think that perhaps someone may be afraid of acrobats.
Yes.
But that's
exactly
certainly not.
That's not
but
how
it's
that
very
works.
Similar.
It'd be the most rational
Bucci
fear you could
me
ever
a good
have.
A haircut one time, so I'll give him a good answer, and it's a fear of heights.
A fear of heights.
Oh, perfect. That's Ignis. Yes, that's the answer, Bucci. Fear of heights. Perfect. Hmm. Thank you, Ignis.
Thanks, Ignis.
Perfect.
I'm going to think about this.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
You have 13 seconds.
I was going to say it's a fear of everything, but that might be agoraphobia. All right, I'm going to go fear of heights. I'm going to go with
agoraphobia is the fear of going outside. Don't get confused.
Correct. Fear of heights is correct.
Oh, my goodness. Ignis.
Another point for Bucci.
Man, I'm really running away with it.
You are.
You are, Bucci.
You are. This is more of a scrimmage. It's not really a contest.
Thank you, Ignis, for playing.
It's like I'm at City Park watching the Mets.
IFC 9/11, Bucci versus Breckman. Andy, you are up, and you have four lines to choose from.
Fine, line two.
Hi, you're on the air, caller.
Can this one count as 3 points?
Nope. You're on the air, caller.
Can this one count as 3 points?
Nope.
Andy, I'm here to help you.
Who is this?
Harrison.
Wait, Harrison. Wait, is he friend or foe, Ken?
I don't know.
Harrison. I got to trust him. Harrison, are you near a computer? Can you Google something?
I'm driving on the BQE.
Oh, for the love of God. He can't even... Then what help is he?
Why are you using Google?
Well,
That seems to be... Everyone's asking that question.
What? Why am I using Google?
Yeah, there's an anti-Google element to this.
Wait. But what are the options? What are the alternatives?
I don't know.
All right, Harrison. I guess you're helping me.
DuckDuckGo.
All right.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo.
Bing.
Okay, here we go. Ready with your question.
A number of others. All right, Harrison and Andy, for 1 point.
Harrison and Andy. I don't even get top billing anymore. We're 32 minutes into my show, and it's Harrison and Andy.
I was listening last week, and you said, who's Bucci? I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I know, because Bucci's the up-and-coming star on WFMU. Wow.
Andy, I can't believe you said that.
Andy and Harrison.
I skipped my mind. I knew the answer.
For one, I had
a senior moment.
For 1 point for Andy, what is the distance between the goal line and the penalty spot in soccer?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Also known as European football.
What unit can we say this in yards, even though it's a European sport?
I'll take yards or meters.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Andy,
the penalty line, well, I can picture it in my head. I can estimate it in my head.
Yeah.
It feels like it's 10 yards. Like it might be 10 yards because it's such a symmetrical, organized, it's an artificially derived game.
Right.
They probably just say 10 yards, right?
I think it's a little further than 10 yards, or it would be too easy to score.
Well, 10
no,
yards
10
is,
yards. 10 yards is a real distance to go, as any football fan can tell you. I mean, you gotta work hard for 10 yards in football.
I know, but you don't have all the guys trying to tackle you and stuff.
But by the way, that's 10 yards not to the net. That's 10 yards to the, what is it, Ken?
The goal.
Oh, the goal. The goal line where the goalie stands.
Right, the goal line.
You fall behind them.
Okay, Harrison, what would your guess be?
maybe 15, but 10's all right as well.
All right, 10. I'm going to say 10.
Ah, that's incorrect.
What is it?
12 yards.
Oh. Damn.
Okay. Wait, is this fair? Tell me if you think this is fair. All of my callers, everyone that I'm on the phone with, are idiots.
I don't
That's
know.
That's not
fair. Is that fair?
No.
The guy with the handbag was an idiot.
He was.
I got to say, I don't know what's going on.
Man.
Though I ignored my first two callers.
Talk about handicapped. It's like I'm carrying 100-pound weight.
For the rest of the night. Sorry, I couldn't help
you. Yeah, thanks, Harrison. Yeah, drive carefully. Use your blinker when you're changing lanes.
Bye, Harrison.
Bye, Harrison. We're 201-209-9368. Dear God, do I have enough time to catch up?
Yeah, you do.
Okay,
yeah.
He has to. Okay, Bucci has to miss a couple.
I really have to get. You have to. I have to get some things wrong.
There are going to be some bonus rounds coming up. Also.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that.
Okay,
Bucci, you have a couple of insurance runs. Bucci
is up.
Yeah.
Bucci, you have four lines to choose from.
Wow. Really going now. Let's go the last person to call.
Give the people what they want, Bucci, and they just dial.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
What the people want.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Oh, hey, Nadia.
Thank God.
Nadia.
Nadia, you know how to tell a lie, right?
Who am I helping again?
You're going to be on the phone with Bucci, but
you're
going to pretend. Right. You're going to pretend to Google the answer, and then you're going to lie.
Okay.
What? We're ready to go, Ken.
Okay. Bucci and Nadia.
Yeah.
For 1 point for Bucci, what is the fourth largest city in the U.S. by land area?
97.
Huh?
97, says Nadia. Good
97.
Guess.
97.
No, the fourth largest city.
It has to be a city name.
It has to be a city name, Nadia.
Nadia, I just want to say.
97.
The city
spelled
of
letters.
The city spelled of 97?
The city of 97. 97, Vermont.
Oh, the San Francisco 97.
Yeah. Beth and I honeymooned in 97, Vermont.
What was it like?
It's huge.
Right? It was huge. I would say it was about the fourth largest city I'd ever been in.
What a coincidence.
All right.
That's exactly the question we're asking.
Oh, I know. It's Paris.
Oh, I love this girl. I love you, Nadia. You're trying your best. You're screwing with his head. He's not going to get this one.
Nadia, I just want to say I really enjoyed the show on 7 Second Delay where you were talking about slang.
Yeah.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
For realsies.
I learned a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I learned a lot, too. Yeah. So 97 or
I like
Paris.
I like your show, too, Bucci, but I can't listen. I have to dance at that exact
time. Oh, she is. Well,
now.
Well, you'll be happy Bucci is going to be on Friday nights, Nadia.
Chicago.
Okay, Bucci, time for your answer.
New York.
Oh, God.
L.A.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say...
Yeah.
Is it Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Close.
So close.
It's Houston.
So close. It's Houston.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
How did you know, Andy?
Well, because you said close.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
My answer was definitely correct. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
97. Yeah, 97. That's the original name of Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you, Nadia.
There's a funny story. There's a funny story about how 97 Texas got its name.
How?
I don't have time now to tell the story. Just trust me.
Is it really
funny?
For
once in your life, trust me, it's funny. Thank you, Ken.
I'll laugh.
That's right. that's right.
That's
thank you, Ken.
Twisty.
My well-trained co-host.
Okay, Andy is up. Andy, you have four lines to choose
from. Okay, wait, that might be the opening I need. Bucci finally stumbled.
Yeah, got a turnover, as they say in basketball.
Yeah, got a turnover. I have the ball. Okay,
and this here we go. Round is worth 2 points.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Thank you. I love this guy.
I didn't know about these.
I love this guy just randomly. Oh, Ken just all Ken wants is a contest.
Ken, you just said that we're not going to do 3 points a point, and now we're doing two.
Yeah, we're doing two. This is worth two.
This is a 2 point round.
And then, Bucci, I know I can hear from your voice that you're upset. Don't worry. After this question, we'll go back to 1 point. All right, go ahead, Ken.
Well, you need to choose a call, Andy.
Call three.
Three hung up.
Oh, fine.
Oh, no, three is there.
Fine,
again.
Whatever.
No,
whatever,
you got it.
Whatever makes you happy, son.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, can't believe I got who?
Oh, no.
I can't believe it either.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is.
Who's this?
This is Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Hero.
Oh,
wait.
Hey, Hero.
Hey, Hero. Are you 3 years old?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
Okay, but you know how to Google, right? You know, like when you cheat on tests at school. You know how to Google, right, Hero?
Right.
Okay, so you get ready to Google, okay?
All right.
Okay, are you near a computer or phone? Okay, get ready to Google, Hero.
Do an online search.
An online search, yeah. Is that what it's called?
You can use DuckDuckGo if you want, Hero.
Oh, please. Here we go. Ready to go.
All right. Andy and Hero.
Yeah.
For 1 point for Andy, what is the capital of Australia?
You got to Google that. You got to Google that. Okay.
Andy?
Okay, is it Sydney? It's the only damn city I know. It's the only damn city I know. They've got the big opera house. Where else are they going to put the opera house? Okay, but Google it. Confirm it for me, Hero.
Or DuckDuckGo it.
All right.
You can also use Bing if you want.
Don't listen to these guys. Just Google it, son.
I did. I see it.
Okay. Right. What is the word that you're looking at?
Canberra.
Oh, God. I really now am confused. I'm genuinely at a loss.
Boy, you made a decision.
Man, do I wish I was smarter. I'm like 18 gray cells short.
Or from Australia.
Yeah, or from Australia.
Okay, Andy, you have 5 seconds.
Maybe I'll say Canberra. Maybe I will. The kid, how could the kid lie about that? Wait, the kid doesn't have the wherewithal to lie. He's 9 years old.
What's your answer, Andy?
Canberra.
That is correct.
What? What the hell is Canberra?
No.
It's named after Canberra sauce.
Oh.
It's as stupid a name as 97.
All right. Well done, Hero.
Canberra.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Okay, thanks for being honest.
I guess it's like Albany with New York, you know?
I guess he really Googled it.
I guess he did.
He's a very earnest young man.
He may have already known that it was Canberra.
Is it Canberra, like can of soda, or Cam?
Like can of soda, yep.
I'm going to duck-duck-go that later.
All right, Bucci is up.
Canberra.
Bucci is up. The phone number is 201.
Wait, you're giving me 2 points for that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The score is Bucci 3, Andy 2.
Oh, my God. How the worm has turned.
And Bucci is up. Bucci, you have 3 calls to choose from.
Is this also worth 2 points, Ken?
No, this one is worth 3 points.
Wait a minute. No. What? That was just arbitrary. No, Ken, that's pure insanity.
I am the referee.
That just makes... But then no victory will mean anything.
Who knows?
Just arbitrarily throwing...
Who knows what will happen next?
Ken was just feeling left out of all the fun.
Just jerking us around.
He truly is. And we haven't even discussed what happens in case of a tie.
Bucci, you have 4.
Doesn't tie go to the old man?
4 lines to choose from.
All right, here we go. 4 lines.
Let's go back to 2. I made good luck with 2s.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. This is Beth.
Oh, Jesus.
Beth?
No, it's Seth. Yeah.
Hey, Seth.
It's actually Seth, but Bucci knows the sound of my voice. So I have to make the first letter interchangeable with any other letter.
Okay, wait. Bucci's shaking his head and rolling his eyes.
I know the sound of your voice.
Okay, so Bucci is not happy with this caller.
Bucci, I don't know. Andy might have thought it was his wife. Definitely.
No, I recognize this. I would not have thought that. But Bucci, are you more confident or less confident with Seth on your team?
Well, I don't want to say because I don't want to you know, influence his answer.
Yeah, you don't want to anger him.
But I don't trust.
Yeah, exactly.
He does not know.
Seth, I need you to sabotage Bucci. I need you to sound confident, sound sure of your answer, and feed him the wrong answer.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Bucci and Seth for 3 points for Bucci. What color is the middle band of the German flag?
Perfect. No one knows. Just pass. No one knows. Seth doesn't know. You don't know.
Middle band.
I don't think I know any of them.
Most Germans don't know.
Yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's right. It's the middle band of the German flag. Let me think.
The middle band. Okay, the middle band.
Oh, yeah, let me think, says Bucci.
Yeah.
As if he's coming closer. As if with enough time he'd get it.
Andy, let me think.
Okay, sure, sorry. Everyone be quiet. Bucci's thinking about the German flag.
I don't talk over your thinking.
Well.
It is your show.
Definitely
it is my show.
Yellow. And yellow.
You're more courteous than I am.
So what does it say? You said yellow, Seth?
Yeah, it's either black, red, or yellow.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm going to say it's yellow.
I'm going to go with your answer. I'm going to say yellow.
Okay.
That's incorrect.
I'm sorry, man.
What the?
It's red.
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to.
It feels like you didn't Google it properly.
You feel like Julius Caesar right now?
Yeah, stabbed in the back.
Oh, I see. By you. Oh, you're my Brutus? No
answer.
Was Julius Caesar stabbed in the back? No.
I believe
he was surrounded and stabbed in the front.
In one of his 24 ribs, right in the rib cage.
Yeah. He had to be stabbed in the front because he knew it was Brutus.
Right.
And what did he say when
he said,
stabbed?
Et tu, Brute.
Et tu, Brute?
Yeah.
I thought he said, geez Louise.
Yeah. He probably, yeah.
That's what he meant.
Yeah, that's what he meant. That's what I would say.
Okay. Andy.
Geez Louise.
For 2 points. This is a 2-point round.
Wouldn't it be funny to see Shakespeare and Shakespeare say, geez Louise, written and then crossed out? And then et tu, Brute, underneath.
Right.
That would be worth keeping.
What is the word? What should I say here?
That's a document I'd like to have. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kenny. Wait, who's my caller?
Yeah, you have to choose.
You just choose for me, Kenny.
Okay. Going with line two. You're on the air. Who's this?
Lucky line two.
Hello, this is Pete the Gardener. Go to hell.
Oh, hey, Pete.
Oh, Pete. Wait, is Pete, would you say Pete's a reliable friend for Uncle Andy?
Yes, I would say so.
Pete, just remember all the good times we've had. We must have had some.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to need your help. Are you near a computer?
I don't need a computer. Oh, I have enough stuff in my head to make any
God. I'm just screwed. My callers are idiots.
Well, I qualify that.
Well, now you're insulting your helper. What do you expect is going to happen now?
Just use a computer.
So what could be different about today?
Pete, just for kicks and giggles, use a computer.
Okay.
Here we go.
It was Canberra, though.
All right, this is for Andy and Pete.
Yeah.
For 2 points.
I'm going to cry.
How many?
Oh, 2 points. Oh, we have the lead. We have the lead.
We went back to two points.
3-2. Yes, we went back to 2 points. I would have the lead.
You would have the lead.
And then all I'd have to do is stall. All I'd have to do is start singing show tunes. It's a perfect plan. Here we go.
Okay.
Look at Bucci. We're really into this. It's a real contest.
How many chambers is the heart divided into? The human heart.
Okay.
I just came back from my cardiologist.
Okay,
my answer
would be 4. Can you confirm that answer?
In a human?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes, a human.
Wait, you went to your cardiologist and they were talking about someone else's heart?
Animal heart? He saved 8% by going to the animal hospital.
17. Okay,
17. Okay, Pete, what would your answer be? It's got to be 4.
It doesn't have to be 4, but it is.
Because it's like the left ventricle, the right ventricle, and then the left of something else, and the right of something else.
Sure.
There's something, yes. I remember. All right, I'm going to say 4, and I'm going to take my 2 points.
It is 4. And Andy goes into the lead.
Oh, wait.
Thank you, Pete the Gardener.
Started out too hot.
Yeah, Bucci. Bucci might have trouble breathing. He's been eating my dust for the last few seconds.
Mm.
How do you like my tail lights, Bucci, as I roar away?
Okay. Nice. You have a nice car, Andy.
Thank you, Bucci. And now I have to stall. Now it's just a matter of getting to 7 o'clock.
Okay, Bucci.
Ow! 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 Some kind of cramp in my leg. Ow!
What?
Ow! No, really.
Bucci.
How'd that happen?
You look fine.
No, ow, Jesus.
I'm turning off Andy's lights.
That came on me out of nowhere.
Smiling at me while you...
Ow! No, Jesus. Ow! Wait, I might need EMS. Wait, is there a doctor listening? Wait, hold on, Ken. I think this thing presses.
If you keep stalling, if you keep stalling, I'm going to subtract 2 points. Okay, Bucci. Well, you had 4 calls, but Andy drove them all away.
What? They're all gone?
No. Oh, now you have 2. You have 3 calls now.
Let's go number one. Let's reward.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
And wait. I'm sorry. Can we go back to 1 point per question?
No, this is for 2 points.
What? It's just random. It just makes no sense.
Can you remind me what the score is?
It is 3-4. I do have a lead, but you have a 2-point question on the table.
Okay. Bucci would go into the lead. And caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Is this me?
Yeah, it's you. It is you.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't hear the number and all that stuff. It's Danny D. How's it going?
Oh, hey, Danny.
Danny D is one of my longtime listeners, and may I add, one of my favorite listeners.
But he's on Team Bucci.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
He's not really on Team Bucci. He's going to pretend to be on Team Bucci. Okay, Danny. Danny, thank you in advance.
Danny, is that what you're going to do? Pretend you're not going to lie to Bucci, are you?
Who's to say? I think I'm going to have a rapid answer regardless.
A rapid
right,
answer.
Wrong or indifferent.
Yes, a rapid answer. That'll confuse.
This is like Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
Exactly. Don't know that reference.
That was
that fight was called off.
No, it was rescheduled. Oh, it has been rescheduled for November. Can't wait.
After this, okay. They might
cannot wait for that fight.
Okay, here we go. It's 4-3. I have the lead, but this is a 2-point question.
Okay, this is a 2-point question for Bucci and Danny. How many months of the year have 31 days?
Oh, come on.
All right.
Come on.
30 days has 6 September.
Wait. He's
can,
using
I do a, the, can I do the poem?
Hold on.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, I've got to call. I've got to call foul.
What?
He's using his fingers. He's counting on his fingers.
And he's using his memory.
I was using my
you were using your fingers.
No, I wasn't. I was using the poem.
Fine. Okay, I'm sorry. Withdrawn.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. Wait, 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
I don't know
all
why.
Right,
I think,
so what do
I think
you
the
say,
answer is. I think the answer is 14.
It's gonna be 7, Bucci. If you trust me, Bucci, you'll say 7. If you don't trust me, I'm just saying that the Massapequa don't clean itself. That's all I'm saying. So it's 7.
Danny D, this kid's okay. There's something about Danny D. I've always loved him.
All right. So your answer is is 7 there.
Okay, we do need an answer.
Okay, so I'm going to say...
we need an answer.
Oh, wait, hold on. So I'm going to say...
What the
eight.
Hell?
8. 8 is the answer.
You're saying 8?
8, okay.
No. 7.
Okay.
It's what? It's 7?
It is 7.
It's 7.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about
hey, Ken, any chance at all we could turn that off?
I'm trying to turn it
any
off.
Any chance at all soon? Ken, any chance soon?
Yeah, I got it.
You know, I only do one show a week.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
I don't know what went wrong there.
Okay, so.
Bucci, you blew it,
my friend. So
you
say I'm getting it, I got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. I would agree with Ken's call on that. And I'll tell you why. 8 is a completely different number than 7.
I think I forgot February.
Well, thank you, Danny. Yeah, the full mnemonic is 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February. Yeah. That's the whole poem.
And then and that's how you do the last line?
Yeah.
That's your voice for the last
yes.
line?
Like a WC.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that reminds me. There's going to be an FMU talent show in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
are you going to do your month calendar poem?
I am.
Yeah, that's always the high point of our talent shows here.
I'm going to do a number of mnemonics.
Hey, don't forget to do the voice at the end of the poem.
I will.
All the rest, except for February.
Except for February. Everyone loves that part. Okay. Is it my turn? This is worth 4 points.
Have you ever heard my mnemonic about the class order of biology?
No, tell me all about it. And wait, talk slowly. Take your time.
No.
Take your time. No, I want to hear. Ken.
All right, Andy.
No. Wait, you said something about mnemonics in biology?
Andy, you're
Ken,
up.
Ken, you can't do that. You can't tease us like that.
Andy, you're up.
Oh, yeah,
fine. Oh, you drove away all your callers. Well, you got
perfect.
One caller left. I'm going with it.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. You're on Team Andy. Who's this?
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Jamie, tell us who you love more than anyone. Your Uncle Andy.
Bucci. I think Bucci.
Well, that's okay, but you're just pretending, right, Jamie?
Yes, I'm just pretending.
Perfect.
Okay.
I don't know. This is I have no idea. I have no idea.
This is for 2 points.
Women. Am I right, Boutique? Women.
I would say so.
Yeah, no, you can't trust them.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
I would.
I would just say women.
I would. Yeah, women. Okay. In particular, Jamie.
This is for 2 points.
Okay, here we go for 2 points. And this would give me a substantial lead.
Andy and Jamie.
Yes, yes. Jamie, wait, hold on. Are you near a computer?
I'm near technology.
Okay, good enough. Google like the wind, sweetheart. Here we go, Ken.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 points for Andy and Jamie.
Yes.
2 points.
What popular cocktail
contains
rum, sugar, lime, club soda, and mint?
I don't drink. Rum, sugar.
I don't drink either.
Wait, okay, but you got to Google this. Honey, Google like the wind. Rum, lime.
Rum,
honey.
No, honey's not an ingredient. Honey's what everyone calls Jamie after they've known her for 20 seconds. Okay, wait, rum, sugar.
Why would she help you now? You've just insulted her.
Maybe.
Maybe
her father was abusive, and I'm as close as she can come to a father figure.
You have just insulted.
And I'm like a brother.
You're like a brother and a strange brother that lives in Maine.
Like, who lends never, you money.
That he hasn't been home in three Christmases. Okay, what's it called, Jamie?
Is it a mojito?
A mojito. Do I have to guess mojito? No, it has to be something much more common. Did you Google it, honey?
Honey.
I think mojito is pretty common, right?
10 seconds.
Okay, a mojito. Okay, I know nothing, except that it's not a mojito. All right, I'm gonna guess mojito just because I might meet Jamie someday, and I want to be on my side.
Mojito is correct.
It is?
What?
Yep.
Wait.
Rubbing it?
Wait, Jamie, I love you. I love this girl. Jamie, tell me something about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I hung up on Jamie.
No, already. No, no. I want to stall Sorry. Now. No. It's 6-3.
Okay. No, that's a mojito. It's a rum drink. All right, we need some calls. 201-209.
Bucci, have you decided what you're going to wear next week when you come to our show?
The next round
let's
is worth...
Not, let's cross that bridge when we
the
come.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you lay out outfits the night before and just photograph them and
send
me
some
pictures?
Sure, I'll send you some photos.
Yeah, okay, that'd be great. Something flirty, maybe.
Sure, I'll slit one of my jeans up to the top of the hip.
That'll be great. Yeah. Oh, I look forward to seeing you.
We need some calls. 201.
And you won't make that subway mistake next week. You've learned your lesson on that.
I went in a circle.
Yeah, exactly.
201-209-9368. The next round is Bucci's, and it's for 3 points.
No, not 3 points. It's just random.
We need calls right now. Okay. Team Bucci, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's like the referees on the field are just moving goalposts around between every play.
That's sports.
That is not sports. That's the opposite of sports. No, they don't. That is not sports.
I believe that's what they
This would tie it up. Caller, what's your name?
That's how refs work.
This is Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Bucci.
That might be bad.
All right.
Bucci
and Mrs. Bucci for 3 points.
From heaven she came.
For 3 points, what are Seabiscuit, Black Beauty, and Shadow Facts?
Wait, what?
No, you can't repeat it. That's the rule. You can't repeat a question.
I don't think that's the rule.
I believe that's the rule.
Not the rule.
Oh, my leg.
Who's
changing
the rules
Wait,
now?
Hold on.
What are Seabiscuit, Black Beauty,
fine.
I need a medic.
And Shadow Facts.
I need a medic.
Seabiscuit, Black Beauty, and Shadow Facts. What are they?
I'm cramping up.
Wait, Black Beauty? Aren't they horses?
No, they're drugs. They're pills. Oh. Everybody knows. Just say pills. They're
pills?
Drugs.
Are they pills?
30 seconds.
They're pills. Wait, what are you looking up?
I'm not looking anything up. I'm looking up the time so I can gauge.
They're pills. Black Beauties. Everybody knows.
I thought they were horses.
No, don't be silly. Don't, come on.
Everything I'm Googling with my technology says horses.
Jeez.
Horses. That's so cute. No, Black Beauty. Everybody knows. They're all dangerous pills.
Well, that could be.
It says a lot. It's actually a good thing your wife doesn't recognize you.
Bucci, what's your guess going to be?
I'm going to go with my wife and say it is horses.
Horses is correct.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's a tie ball game.
Oh, my goodness.
What would you have done? What is your wife's name?
Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci. She sounds great. What would you have done if you had been playing with me?
Nothing.
I guess she would have not identified herself. And you would have recognized her voice. Oh, it would have been very interesting, actually.
Okay. Well, so it's a tied ball game, and it's we only have Mrs. Bucci.
Wait, wait, wait.
Thank you very much.
Who had first at bats? You did?
I did.
Okay, so I really all I need is 1 point. It's now tied.
Well, but it's not fair because
no, he had first at bats.
No,
we're stalling.
We cannot end with a tie. We cannot.
Exactly. We have one more question.
I'm the ref. I'm the ref.
Oh, for the love of God! No, Ken. He had first at bats. This is how this
I'm
is,
the
this
ref, and it's almost time for Weekly World Blues. I'm going to ask a question, and whichever one of you answers correctly.
So it's like a lightning round.
Yeah, it's a lightning round.
All right.
Am I allowed to hit Ken with a sock full of spare change?
I hope this isn't about Monk.
It is not about Monk.
I would actually be at a disadvantage.
Okay, the score is 6-6, and this is the tiebreaker.
Okay, is it the first one that answers?
First one who answers.
Go. A ding.
And you have to say
in.
You have to say buzz.
Buzz. I'm buzzing in. Go.
Right.
Go.
And
yeah, buzz.
Don't forget, whoever wins this has to be the bitch of the other one.
Okay, got it.
Next week.
This is so unfair because I should have had last stuff.
Which composer wrote the piano piece for Elise?
Fur Elise is the name of the piece?
Yeah, Fur Elise.
Oh, jeez.
It's a piano piece?
It's a piano piece.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
I think Bucci got that.
Is it Mozart?
No.
No.
Is it Chopin?
No. All right.
Who was it?
I just watched Amadeus, didn't he? I thought
who was it?
It was Beethoven.
Beethoven.
All right. Here we go. Another one. We have 50 seconds here.
I'll settle for a tie.
What is the largest island in the world?
Buzz.
Andy.
Australia.
Buzz. Okay. Well, I didn't get that right. Oh, man. I think it is Australia.
No, it's Greenland.
We'll settle for a tie. This is great. This has been great.
What happens with a tie?
A rematch in a month or
two. One last question.
No, I'm not going to do it. I can't. Ken, we have to say goodbye. Wait, Ken, don't you have to do your legal ID?
I'll do it.
W.
No.
F.
No. What is this?
M.
What disease?
U. No. Hold
Here's,
on,
this is
no,
it.
No,
Andy,
no,
this is
not.
It.
No, it is not. We're gonna take.
What disease?
Heavy.
What disease did Al Capone die of?
No.
What disease did Al Capone die of?
Syphilis.
Heart failure.
Syphilis.
Andy wins.
No, I'm not
what?
Gonna take it. No, it didn't count.
Okay, Andy said it didn't count.
We'll have a rematch. All I want is a rematch. It's like the end of Rocky. I just want a rematch in a couple of months.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Feibach.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
We'll be right back. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.